Deloge Law Group, immigration experts who are so committed to your success that they'll only take your case if they think they can win. The Deloge Law Group has already helped thousands of people from all over the world to obtain legal status and make Canada their home. Whether you're currently in Canada or abroad, the Deloge Law Group will assist you with any immigration matter in the most expeditious and cost-efficient manner. It's time to call Canada home. Go to Deloge.ca. That's DeSloges.ca.
A certain kind of life that's never shown.
Man, that voice. I grabbed a whole bunch of people recently. Michael Kitterer. He's Simon Cowell's Golden Buzzer winner on America's Got Talent. And he's got a backstory. I think, Tim, correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't get anywhere of those shows unless you got a backstory.
It helps, for sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But it also helps that this guy's got this voice.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Have a listen.
Baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody, to love somebody the way that I love you.
We're going to miss the crescendo, but we got to get on with the conversation here. Happy Father's Day to Michael Kitterer. Dude, thanks for joining us on the Drew Marshall Show. One girl, five boys, including triplets. True story?
That is a true story. Yes, sir.
What's wrong with you? That's insane.
Well, you know, I mean, I think it takes a little bit of... if you weren't insane before having that many kids, it's definitely a little bit afterwards, and that's for sure.
So how does one go from one perfect daughter to adding five more boys in just a year and a half?
Well, it actually was all her idea. We couldn't have any more children after my wife and her had a very rough pregnancy and then a very, very rough delivery. So both of them almost died during childbirth. So we just made the decision, we're good, we're done, I've got this perfect little girl. And then she kept having these dreams from the age of like 8 to 10 years old of us adopting these little boys. And next thing I know, we're actually doing it.
That's insane. Okay, so, I mean, look, from a dad's point of view, I only had two kids. And it was pretty easy raising them, you know, especially after I put them into foster care. A lot easier raising them after you do that. By the way, that's a crap joke to say to someone like you who's taking them out of foster care. Jeez. But I just like, how do you do it logistically? I mean, is Ivy still working from home for that law firm?
Oh, well, actually, she used to do that. She no longer does that because even that was taking up too much of her time. So. Yeah, we've got a lot that has to happen on a daily basis in our house. We've got one child with cerebral palsy that was abused as an infant, well, at a year and a half, and that's what made him have cerebral palsy. So he requires actually a whole lot. But the way we're able to do it is, man, we're a team. We're a very tight-knit machine. My wife is the queen of the Kitterer house, and she keeps everything running. It's really pretty impressive to watch, just to see how she's able to run our family and our home on a daily basis.
It's pretty crazy. Think back to when your wife was pregnant with your daughter Sophia, and that beautiful glow she had, eh? That pregnancy glow, that shimmering, sparkling, lovely face and kindness, and she was emanating light. Do you remember those days? Hey, do you remember?
Not really, when she was pregnant, she had a very rough pregnancy, so I got cussed out a lot. It was more of that happening than what you mentioned. And she was great.
Yeah, that's funny, man. It's funny. Well, it's got to be high time to get back onto a catamaran and sail through the British Virgin Islands, don't you think? That's got to happen soon.
Oh, that was, you know, that's one of our best memories. We got to go out on, and it was pretty a wild thing that we got to do in the first place. It was something that Chick-fil-A was doing. They were taking couples that they thought needed a respite out on, you know, and doing this with them. And, man, out on a catamaran, British Virgin Islands, man, they're my heroes, because that was probably one of the greatest trips we've ever had together.
I'm glad you got a little plug in for them, because they've taken some heat over the last couple of years, Chick-fil-A. So good for them for doing this kind of stuff. Michael Ketterer, I want to ask you specifically, why did the head of the Knoxville's Department of Children's Services say that yours was the best foster family in their system?
Oh, wow. Okay, you've done a little bit of research. Okay. Yeah, they, well, they did. They, one of the things they said, I think the reason why they were, when they said that, they were saying that we have, they just saw, okay, so our children were kind of the ones that no one else could really handle because of their background and their histories. And so we kind of just went into it with this mentality of that, these children are our responsibility. We're going to make them our priority. You know, in that season, I was pursuing back then, but I kind of just laid it down and said, nope, these boys are our priority right now. And seeing them, you know, healed and get better. And so maybe that's what they meant by, because we literally set our faces like flint, going after these kids to see healing and restoration in their lives.
Well, you know, I'm sure everybody wants to know about Roddy, right? His backstory. I have twin grandsons. I can't even imagine triplets. That's a gong show. So which one are we going to talk about first, right? The triplets, Roddy, Rodrigo, who do you want to talk about? Who is...
Well, okay, well, when I talk about triplets, this is what we call our triplets, because we got, first of all, we got three sibling sets, three brothers, and they were at the time, I think, 5, 4, and 1. Then the next year, we got a 2-year-old. Then the next year, we got a 3-year-old. So they all three of those boys are all the exact same age, even though one's white, one's black, and one's Latino. It's like we've got just the best you can imagine, you know, as far as brothers are concerned. And our little Latino one is Rodrigo, and he's the one that was shaking in. And he's got cerebral palsy.
Okay. What is that story, man? Because that, I don't know how much detail you want to tell or you can tell, but that just makes me mental. Like, it just, every visceral, I turned into, when I first read this, I turned into Liam Neeson. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, and I think that at first it's easy to do that, you know, to just want to get angry. And you know, and sometimes, and I did absolutely have those same kind of emotions and feelings at first, but I got to know his family's backstory, and they did not have it easy at all. And they had a lot of issues going on, and it was allegedly a caregiver that was in the home that happened to this, but it was just I actually, after I started learning more and more about them, man, my heart just kind of went out to them, even amidst all the abuse and everything. And I think that's one of the things I learned the most through this experience of adoption and working with these kids through foster care, and then also being a mental health nurse, is that you don't really have that much room to judge, even in the worst case scenario, because you know, you really can't put yourself in that person's position, and you really don't know what you may be capable of if you were faced with some of the things they were faced with. So yeah, it's been a ray of emotions for sure.
Is it true that he was actually blind at one point, Rodrigo?
Yes, sir. When we first got him, he was basically like a little vegetable laying there. He could only make these click sounds with his tongue.
Right.
He has a G-tube that we fed it, feeding through this G-tube. And he couldn't see. And they actually told us, they go, well, you know, if you want to take this child on, which the only reason we were is because I was a nurse in the system at the time. And if you want to take this child on, then, you know, this is how his life is going to always look. But let me tell you, man, I would say about a year into our home and being with us and our family, we just began to see, like, these healings take place. His vision came back. I remember the first day that he attached to me and cried when I left him with the babysitter. Man, that really rocked me. When he cried for me when I left him for the very first time. And then seeing him, you know, they said he would never eat by mouth. Well, now he eats 3 meals a day by mouth and more. they said he'd never walk, and we've got this little walker where he's able to, like, not just walk, he takes off in that thing and runs and chases after his brothers.
That's awesome.
That's good. On the line with Michael Ketterer, the best way to describe him, I guess, to the world these days, Simon Cowell's Golden Buzzer winner on America's Got Talent. So, Michael, I don't watch the show. I'm old. I have too many things to do, and all of a sudden I saw Simon stand up. By the way, he's got a little belly on him now. I just noticed.
He's pregnant.
He's what? He's pregnant?
He's pregnant.
Oh, don't tell. That's breaking news. And he hits the buzzer. Does that mean that you are guaranteed into the final round, or did you win a new car, or what? Like, what happened? I don't understand.
Somebody, one of my friends goes, I know it was a good thing. I just don't know what. Are you the president?
That's good.
I was like, no. It does. It means that I'm guaranteed in the final round.
Okay.
To get to perform.
And does each judge get one golden buzzer person?
Yes. Each judge gets one golden buzzer for the season. So you can imagine how freaking excited I was when Simon Cowell stood up and gave me that golden buzzer.
Now, when he
knocked me on my feet.
Sure. When he pitched you, though, when he was sort of talking about you or interviewing you before you started your singing, by the way, your singing is pretty stinking amazing. He set you up in sort of this way. He sort of said, so you're a mental health nurse, so this whole singing thing is sort of new to you. It's not new, dude. You're like a Jesus singer, worship band guy, and weren't you part of like weren't you part of Petra or something like that?
I'm old enough to remember Petra.
Okay.
No, I've been a part of a worship group called United Pursuit, and we're kind of like a group that met in like different living rooms and stuff back in East Tennessee, and we would sing, and we recorded a few albums, and I have gotten up and sang before in front of people, but usually it's with a whole group. That was the first time I ever like did a solo, like here I am out on a stage, all eyes on me, the globe is looking at me, you know what I mean? Don't mess up, you know, man. I've never been that nervous in my entire life. I really haven't, dude.
Well, I said to Tim earlier, by the way, Tim is the other voice you hear in the background, although he's not important, so don't talk to him. I said to Tim, I saw this video. It was going around Facebook, and I saw the video, and then I thought, for some reason, I just thought something. There's a backstory here that I think there's some spiritual stuff for whatever reason. I don't know if it was God prompting me, or I thought you were cute. I don't know. and then I started creeping on you and found out you're a God guy, and that there's a reason behind. I think there's a reason behind why the Knoxville Department of Children's Services said you were the best foster family in their system, and I wonder how much of that has to do with the God stuff in your world. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and you know, my faith is a huge part of who I am, and that's really a big reason why we got into it in the first place. When my daughter kept having these dreams, I always tell people it took my daughter and God like 2 years to convince me to do it. But they did. They finally had their way, and man, I would not look back. It's been, we have done a lot for these kids, and by offering our home and our family. But man, my life has been transformed because of their love for me. And coming up on Father's Day, they've all made me all these gifts, and they're trying to hide and sneak them like around me. But I've got a few glimpses of them. So yeah, there's nothing. It's just the greatest feeling ever.
Well, you have been the perfect Father's Day guest. I don't give a holy grunt about your singing career unless it's going to, you know, rock your children's world or whatever, but I think you're already rocking your children's world. So I hope it goes well, but honestly, I don't care about the America's Got Talent. I hope you don't get weird as a result of all this spotlight stuff that's on you. You know what I mean?
Man, you think my wife would let me get weird? Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Good call.
She is so good at putting me in my place.
Good call.
If you met her right now, you would understand why I can do everything I do.
Good call. Michael Ketterer on the Drew Marshall Show. Hey, what's a website we're going to send people to? Is it maybe Facebook, Ketterer Music or something like that?
Yeah,
Okay,
that's... Kedra Music, and also my Instagram, I think, is also Kedra Music.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll find you on there, and we'll send all our people your way, and you can have lots more creepy fans. Michael Ketterer, dude, happy freaking Father's Day, dude. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Bye. Michael Ketterer. Guy can sing.